Well, we all had drinks together.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And he poured them out himself.
Is this a joke, Fletcher?
By Jove, yes. And I squirted soda in their eyes and hopped out as quick as I could.
That's it, Inspector. He just disappeared. There was a sort of grinding noise. But he didn't hop out the door.
No?
No. Mike was standing covering the door, wasn't you, Mike?
No.
And he didn't hop out the window. Couldn't have.
Three floors up? Couldn't have. Have.
Look, enough of this, Casson. You have Mr. Fletcher's keys?
He gave them to us.
I see. Well, now, you give them to me.
All right. Here you are.
Thanks. All right. Gordon, Capone, take these two birds down to Vine Street. Tell the sergeant on duty to charge them with being on premises with intent. Tell him to stick them in the cage. Keep them there till I get along.
Here's up. Come on, you two, come on.
All right, hurry up now.
I'll go along with you and charge him, shall I? As the injured party?
Injured? Yes, that face would certainly get the sympathy of any magistrate. All right, let's be serious a moment. These keys of yours, look, I haven't a search warrant, but could I look in that wall safe of yours?
By all means. I'm certain you will find nothing of any value.
How does it work?
Just pull that blind cord first.
Like this?
That's it. Now, strangely, that action, you see, lets a fixed mirror open outwards.
Yes, I see.
And there, abracadabra, is the wall safe. The key turns twice. Then you press that button, and voila, the old glove, etc.
Yes, very ingenious indeed. Your own invention?
Yes, and manufactured by my late sire's firm, the Fletcher Safe and Lock Company. You had a good look inside?
Yes. Nothing of any value. Much?
What have you found?
This. A grey goose feather.
Why, yes. Surely, then, your memory isn't so poor that you've forgotten you gave me that yourself last night. Oh, my heavens. Surely I haven't been nursing a viper in my bosom.
What the devil do you mean?
Oh, no, it couldn't be. You surely aren't the grey goose yourself.
And if that's not turning the tables on Inspector Ben Ford with a vengeance, it's certainly one up to the Grey Goose.
I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
I won a diamond from Bernie Casson, smash-and-grab artist when he made his play in Bond Street. And... But wait, let's be brief. I'll itemize from here. One, we hid the diamond, Barbara and I, in Barbara's flat, in the bath waste. Two, it was then pinched by the housemaid. Three, I got it back by a trick. Four, then, while talking to Barbara, Bernie and a friend burgled my flat. Five, I went round to investigate and met a roughhouse. Six, but I managed to break away in the dark. Barbara, from her side, manipulating our very handy revolving bookcase. Seven, while I was being beaten up, Barbara phoned the police. Eight, Inspector Ben Ford then turns up. We enter my flat. Curtains for Bernie and his bully. Nine, Ben is suspicious, borrows my key, opens my wall safe, and pulls out a grey goose feather.
What did you say?
I just reminded you, Ben, that you, in a moment of semi-sadism, presented me with that feather last night. I had then such a high opinion of you that I thought little of it.
Oh, you thought little of it?
Indeed, yes. But now, on reflection, what can I think except...
Except what? Go on.
Except that my old school friend, Ben Ford, a highly respected and responsible police officer, is none other than that bandit, execrable thief, menace to society, elusive thug, threat to honesty, the Grey Goose.
Oh, shut up talking nonsense.
Nonsense?
Yes, stupid, arrant, imbecile nonsense.
Oh, you don't know how relieved I am, Ben. Remember the old school drama society? If I were Brutus and you Cassius, you should say, that you have wronged me doth appear in this.
Shut up. You of all men should know that I am not the Grey Goose, or the man who hides his felonies under that alias.
I of all men? Why me? Don't answer that question.
All right. We'll leave it for now. But there's a thing or two exercising my mind which I'd like cleared up.
Such as?
The diamond first. Bernie Casson seems to think you have it. Why does he think that? One, you were nearest to him.
Else I couldn't have tripped him up.
Then, known by every constable in London, he risks being snapped up and invades your place confident that you have it.
Mere guesswork, surely.
He insists he wasn't guessing. He asserts that he saw you pick it up.
Confound it. I helped pick up a fortune in bits and pieces of very fine jewelry, which were handed to the owner of the shop.
So the constable said. All right, skip it. Now, point two. When Bernie and Mike were having their drink, you splashed soda in their faces, the lights went out and you vanished.
Exactly.
But Mike was guarding the hall door. You couldn't get past that mountain, or did you?
Inspector, I cannot tell a lie. I quickly made a hole in the wall, dived through it, then quicker than a British workman, I relayed the bricks, shoved on some plaster...
All right, don't go on with the axe. Save it for the Palladium.
Of course. I may have a trap door in the floor.
Maybe you have at that.
A bit awkward. This is a wall-to-wall carpet. Mind you, a trap could be under that rug.
Now, don't fool. I know there isn't.
Sometimes I wish there was.
Why? You have to make extremity exits?
No, it isn't that. But there's a lovely blonde from the Follies in the flat below.
Are you serious?
Oh, at times.
Well, then I suggest you endeavour to make the next few weeks some of those times. I think maybe you realise the necessity. Good night.
What, not even one for the road?
No, thanks.
I promise not to squirt soda in your eye.
No, thank you.
Ben's getting warm. Wonder if he's really gone. Soon, though. He'll tread on my buzzer just as he gets into the lift. What? No buzzer? Oh, Ben. Up to your old tricks again?
Oh,
what? Not gone? Did you decide to come back for that drink? Or were you tying up your shoelace?
Oh, confound you, Fletcher. I'll be coming back fairly soon.
Almost glad to see you, Ben. Cheers. Ah. He has gone this time. not so funny, really. I shall certainly have to do something. Ben is nudging me somewhat too closely.
You in, Rowley?
Yes. Press the button on the gadget and come in.
Right. It's important.
Ah, sit down. Like a cocktail or something?
No. I've just come back from an exciting luncheon.
Exciting? Was he tall and dark and handsome?
I think so. Who do you think it was who took me out?
Go on, I'll play. Stuart Granger, Fairbanks?
No. Inspector Ben Ford.
Good heavens, why?
Well, listen, I'll tell you all about it.
Go on. I'm terribly interested, naturally.
Well, this morning my phone rang and it was the inspector himself. Nice, charming, and would I lunch with him? Unusually, he said, but he wanted to ask me some questions and preferred to do it like that rather than making it official.
Nice. Or is it?
I confess I was a bit worried, but I thought I ought to go.
Of course. Well, did he do you well?
Very well. However, it wasn't long before he opened up. He asked me about you.
You've known Fletcher a long time, Miss Faversham.
Oh, yes. I can't quite remember when we first met.
You see him often?
Well, we meet here and there. Socially, you know. Theatre and then a dinner. Join a dance party. Such things like that, Inspector.
You live in the same block of flats, do you know?
No. I live in a block of flats that backs onto his block. The two entrances are in different streets. In any case, Inspector, what does that question mean?
Oh, forgive me. I'm perhaps being a little gauche. Just one more question?
I hope it'll be in slightly better taste.
I'm almost scared to ask this one, but I must. Is there any means of communication between the two blocks? A passage, a pass door or anything?
None that I know of. After all, the two buildings are separately owned. Of course, one could get from one to the other, I suppose, over the roof. That's fairly obvious, isn't it?
Thank you.
Is that all?
Absolutely all.
Then thank you for the lunch. I'm rather glad I had sole mignon here rather than a grill at Scotland Yard.
I appreciate the point, Miss Everson.
Very neatly put, Barbara.
But you think he's on to the means of communication? I mean, the revolving bookcase?
No, not definitely. But he's a bit puzzled by my mandrake act. How I evaded those two crooks, Bernie Casson and Mike. I did laugh him out of it, but he's got a few ideas about traps in the floor, etc.
Suppose he sounds the walls. Gets an expert.
Suppose he even sounds the bookcase itself. That's attached to the solid brickwork. The brick wall turns with it. There'll be no hollowness perceptible to an expert architect, even.
And the diamond. Where's that?
Voila! In the palm of my hand.
Gracious! It's surely very dangerous to keep it here.
My dear girl, for the moment, this is the safest place. Bernie Casson is in clink, so he'll not pay me another visit.
But the inspector might.
Might? He will. Nothing's more certain.
If he does bring experts and examines this flat, he might find the speakers, microphones, etc.
Not he. All wires are concealed in the plaster. The switches are almost invisible. As for speakers, etc., the ornaments look most inconspicuous. And another thing, he hasn't the slightest idea that there is any system of communication.
Somebody in the passage.
Hop it quick. Keep your speaker on, but don't call me.
Good afternoon, Fletcher.
Oh, come in, Ben.
This is an official call.
Oh, in that case, come in, Inspector. Ah, you have your boys with you.
Yes, come in, Gordon, Capel. And Casson with you.
What is all this? I thought you jugged friend Bernie. However, if you like his company, that's quite all right by me.
Close the door, Capel.
Yes, sir.
We'll cut the jokes for now, Fletcher. This is business. Acting upon certain information gained from time to time by myself and others, I've obtained a warrant to search your flat.
Well, as you have a warrant, I can scarcely describe this as an unwarranted intrusion, can I? All right, go ahead.
Please allow me to arrange the program. You may wonder why I brought Casson along.
I thought he was a deputation from Dartmoor. Where's Mike?
We're doing without Mike.
Oh.
Now, Casson is here because I'm going over the scene of last night. The drinks,